Dr. Foot newsletter. Special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 30th of November 2013. This is the first issue for November 2013 with over 200,000 subscribers.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to your next issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, Lower Back Pain Tied to Flat Feet.
A recent study has suggested that women who walk with flat feet are 50% more likely than those with normal or high arches to have lower back pain. The key takeaway from the study is that if women have lower back pain, it may not be just the back. The research suggests that it turns out that feet are important for the back. Past research has hinted that lower back pain, which affects roughly 1 in 5 people worldwide, could be related to the shape of the foot's arch in the standing position. This study, published in Rheumatology, focused on the arch while a person walked. Among 1,930 men and women recruited from Framingham, Massachusetts, had pronated feet, which tend to roll inwards as a person walks and were linked to lower back pain in women only. There has been only weak correlation between pronated feet and lower back pain previously, so I was happy to see some evidence of this in the study. We at Dr. Foot have seen countless patients with lower back pain, which was attributed to their feet. The study measured each person's arch in the standing position. Then participants walked across a mat with embedded sensors to measure pressure from the heel to the tip of the foot while walking. It's a method that shows promise and will need to be validated against other measures of motion analysis. For example, another method includes marking a person's leg with ink at the joints in order to detect under or over pronation movements. Women in the study were in their 60s on average. About 38% overall reported having lower back pain. We at Dr. Foot feel that future studies should follow participants with different arches forward in time to confirm these findings. Research should also determine what effect, if any, interventions such as orthotics might have on patients who develop lower back pain. Researchers said the body may use other muscles to help make up for flat feet when a person walks, which could explain the link to back pain. Standing and walking use the foot in different ways. Both a flat foot in standing position and a pronated foot walking could be something to consider during a doctor's visit. Researchers suggested reasons why women could be more affected by flat feet while walking than men. For example, women's pelvic bones are wider and not as flexible as men's. In general, women rotate their hips more than men while walking. Women also move their upper bodies more than men when they walk. Researchers have also said that women probably don't know if their foot function contributes to lower back pain, but they can find out about it. Researchers suggested people with lower back pain visit a doctor or physical therapist. One simple trick to strengthen muscles in the feet is to lay a towel on a flat surface and then scrunch the toes together in order to pick up the towel and lower it back down. Foot orthotics, such as the Dr. Foot Pro insoles, are an ideal option. Once you have back pain, you'll want to do core muscle exercises and perhaps take anti-inflammatory medication. But anything that is contributing to asymmetry, you will also want to address that. There are a bunch of different reasons for getting lower back pain, and this adds another category for people to consider.
Discount of the month, Dr. Foot orthotic sandals. With new products arriving all the time, we are constantly having to make more space in our warehouse. Consequently, all end-of-line and discontinued products get reduced to clear. These Dr. Foot orthotic sandals are end-of-line stock and were £39.99, but are now £14.99. However, with limited stock, order now to make sure you don't miss out. Need orthotic support in warm weather, at the beach, after sports, or when you're not wearing shoes around the house? You need the Dr. Foot Orthotic Sandals. The Dr. Foot Orthotic Sandals are unique orthotic sandals, which feature a built-in orthotic to support every footstep. Designed by Dr. Foot podiatrists, this sandal offers biomechanical support to relieve foot pain, such as heel pain, plantar fasciitis, bunions, flat feet, leg pain, and other foot conditions. The integrated contoured 4.5-degree orthotic arch support ensures dynamic support from heel strike to forward propulsion. This is the perfect sandal to complement our Dr. Foot Orthotics range to treat your foot and leg pain when you're not walking in your shoes. Now a question from a patient who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I'm getting a lot of itching and scaling in between my toes. It's especially bad after a workout. Can you offer some advice what this could be? I'm constantly scratching my feet. Thanks, Mr. Stephen Fraser from the UK."
Hello, Stephen. This is Dr. Foot. Sounds like athlete's foot. The term athlete's foot is a highly misleading phrase, as this condition does not only occur in athletes. Athlete's foot is a common name given to a fungal infection of the skin that predominantly occurs in between toes, but can occur anywhere on the foot. If left untreated, the condition can spread to other parts of the foot, hands, and can even affect the face. This condition can cause a great deal of discomfort and can affect an individual's quality of life. The skin involved may be red, swollen, and may contain sticky fluid. Patients may also experience a scaly, dry rash on the bottom and sides of feet. This type of athlete's foot is called a moccasin pattern. Cracks or fissures can occur between the toes, sometimes accompanied by a soft white scale. Symptoms include dry and itchy lesions. Patients often report a burning or stinging sensation. A common associated condition with athlete's foot is a fungal nail infection. If athlete's foot is not treated, the lesion can become infected and extremely painful. Fungi thrive on moist, warm environments, which is why this condition usually occurs in between toes due to an accumulation of moisture. It may also spread between individuals. A common port of entry is found in bathrooms, showers, swimming pools, and changing rooms. Not changing your socks on a regular basis can also encourage the build-up of fungi in between the toes. Prevention is the key. Preventing athlete's foot from developing in the first place is preferable to having to treat it. Keeping the feet clean, dry and cool is foremost in keeping this fungus at bay. The feet should be dried thoroughly after bathing and showering, especially between the toes. The use of absorbent socks is recommended for people prone to contracting athlete's foot, as is removing socks immediately after any physical activity that produces humidity or sweat. Our recommended product for this condition is Imperial Feet Athlete's Foot Solution 75ml. This product is ideal for treating fungal infections of the feet. The solution for athlete's foot contains glycerin and almond oil, and is reinforced by the addition of herbal extracts and sodium borate. The specially designed nozzle allows easy application of the product to affected areas. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
Visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk for 5-star reviews on shoe powder that eliminates bacteria that cause the foot odour. Men's Comfort Shoes, 10-Minute Callus Removal Kit, Imperial Solution for Athlete's Foot, Bunion Night and Day Splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline Gel for Smelly Feet, Gerwel Fungal Nail Oil for Fungus Nails, Flexitol Heel Balm for Dry Cracked Heels, Dr. Foot Pro Insoles for Flat Feet, and Silicone Heel Cups for Heel Pain.
For more information, please visit our website, www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. You can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website, www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX.